In the name of Jesus, who is our treasure in heaven, amen. My heart was in my throat, and I couldn't catch my breath. It was my treasure, and it was broken. The pieces, like an explosion of jewels, were scattered around my feet. And as I looked at these glittering pieces of emerald, I began to realize that I would have to walk away from them, and that made me sad. This treasure that I'm speaking of is a ceramic vase shaped like a gemstone that we found in the middle of nowhere in Spain, in a town known for its exquisite pottery. I remember the first time I laid eyes on it. It looked like a gemstone with emerald glazing and intricate handcrafted facets. And I was so proud of the fact that we got this out of Spain and back to America, and then it survived a move to Vicarage in Phoenix, and now we had it proudly displayed on a stand by our dining room table. Well, one night on Vicarage, a couple was over for dinner, and they became good friends of ours, and they had two very well-behaved children who were in the other room most of the evening playing nicely. But at one point, the son came out, and he came around the dining room table, and he stood right in front of that stand. And he was not being rowdy or rambunctious, but he leaned against it. And before we could react, we watched in slow motion as this fragile vase toppled off of the stand and onto the floor. And as that shattered, I looked at my wife, and her face had gone pale. And I realized, what about these people that are sitting right here? Now, of course, they were immediately apologetic. And now I've got a situation to recover. It was potentially very awkward. So tried to regain my composure, start the conversation again. Because after all, these people are more important than this possession. But as I was gathering the pieces and putting them off in a corner, I did feel quite sad. That must be at least the beginnings of what this man in our text felt. Because his treasure had just been shattered by Jesus. He had a very successful life and many possessions as evidence of it. And now Jesus comes and says, sell it off. You see, this man was very accomplished. In fact, maybe he even linked the commandments and following them with his success. He meditated on the Torah, the instruction of God. And like Psalm 1 promises, when you do that, he prospered. He prayed the prayer of Jabez, and it worked. And now Jesus comes along and says, go and sell all you have, give the money to the poor, and come follow me. And this man sees his treasure cast to the floor, shattered into bits of jewels around his feet. And he goes away sad. Sadness is what inevitably must come our way when we attach too much value to our possessions or the accomplishments they represent. Jesus' famous line follows this text. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And we can take that to heart, we who live in the wealthiest country in the history of the world. But actually, I take it for granted that most people in this room are not hung up on money, wealth, and possessions. We have sort of a common agreement here that we leave those things behind when we come to the seminary. So if you'll permit me to change the idiom for a minute and focus on the accomplishments that those possessions represent, perhaps there are things that you are storing up for yourselves here at the seminary. I accomplished passing summer Greek, and that's quite an accomplishment. But I look on my transcript, and it says zero credit. So I have to leave that behind very quickly in order to survive systematics. And then I learn so many things that I treasure for myself over 2 years, and I get to Vicarage and I'm told that much of that is going to have to get left behind in order to adapt to the culture of this congregation. And that makes me sad. And then I come back from Vicarage after having developed those relationships, and I once again have to leave it behind. Perhaps I'm a professor who has developed a very fine pedagogy over 10, 20, 30 years, and when I begin to sense that perhaps it's become outdated, that makes me really sad. And in the midst of that sadness, Jesus comes to us, and he looks at us, and he loves us. And he says, I want you to have treasure in heaven. He knows that this man's possessions and treasure and accomplishments, he knows that your works and accomplishments and possessions, the sum total of them are not a grain of sand in comparison to the treasure that God intends for you. Jesus didn't want this man to have his works and possessions and thereby lose God's. You see, there's treasure, and then there's treasure. Some treasure is worth more than others. There is such a thing as God's wealth. So we shouldn't make the mistake of concluding from this text that all wealth is bad, and that all possessions are evil automatically. The Bible praises wealth when it's in the proper perspective in relation to God. Take David, for instance. At the end of his life, the chronicler says that he was full of days and full of wealth and full of honor, and it was good, because 1 Chronicles 29, he had said to God, all of this abundance that we have, this great wealth, is yours, O Yahweh, and from your hand we give you. David's treasure was God, and he never let his earthly possessions get in the way of that relationship. But think also of the immense riches of the New Jerusalem that the Bible gives us a glimpse of here and there. A city made out of pure gold, so pure that it's translucent, Revelation tells us. And walls made of rare gemstones. Amethyst, sapphire, emerald, ruby. I asked a jeweler recently to help me imagine what this would be like. To look at these walls made of precious stones. And she said it would be like looking at stained glass. But better, sharper, clearer, crisper. And so I said, well, what's the largest stone that you've ever seen? And she said, well, people bring back gemstones of topaz from other countries about this size. And the reason it's topaz, because otherwise, who could afford it? Indeed, who could afford it? A city made out of these gemstones. Not me, and yet it has been given to me by the free gift of God. So not all wealth is bad. There's treasure, and then there is treasure. This man's treasure is dwarfed by the treasure in heaven, but even all these jewels in heaven are dwarfed by the thing they point to. These walls, these expensive gemstones recall the expensive stones set into the outer garments of the high priest of Israel, symbolizing the 12 tribes, the people of God. That's you. Exodus 19, you are my segalah, my treasured possession that I gather up for myself. God says, who can afford that sort of treasure? That's expensive. You're the diamond, you're the ruby, you're the sapphire, the emerald, the amethyst. Like scattered jewels, we have been brought together into one expensive gemstone. Who can afford that? Only God. In fact, he spends a fortune on it. You were bought with a price, not with gold or silver, but with Jesus' own holy, precious, and innocent body and blood. Ah, and that's the greatest treasure of all. Isn't it? By that treasure, we gain an unimaginable wealth, citizenship in the city of God. Philippians 3, we have citizenship in heaven. And from there we await our Savior, our Lord Jesus, who will transform our lordly body into the likeness of his glorious body. And that's a real treasure. I was pleased later on after this incident that evening with a couple on Vicarage to tell them that we had figured out how to put our vase back together again. And now it sits very high above where it cannot be shattered again. And that's our status as the resurrected body of Christ, sitting high above, exalted above every power and principality with Christ, unbreakable, a gemstone, and having an inheritance in the city of God. Jesus has gathered you up and made you his own peculiar treasure, and he aims to let you see just how valuable you are one day. So let us not go away sorrowful, but rather rejoicing, glad, because we have God, and that makes us truly wealthy. And this body of believers is a rare, expensive gemstone indeed. Amen.